Thank you, Kathy. Please rise as you are able and join in the call to worship. There is no longer Jew or Greek.
There is no longer slave or free.
There is no longer male and female, for all of you are one in Christ Jesus. Please remain standing for the first hymn, Holy God, We Praise Your Name. It's on page 460 of your hymnal. Trusting in the mercy of God, let us confess our sin to God and to one another. Merciful and gracious God, we walk in a way that is not good. We follow our own selves and our neighbor. Do not turn away from us, O God. Hear our cry for blessing. Lead us out of the tombs we inhabit. Into your light, so that we may walk in your way. Amen. You belong to Christ and are heirs of the promise of freedom. In full assurance of justification by grace through faith, by the authority of God's beloved Son, I declare to you the absolute forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Blessed Trinity, one God. Amen. May the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Please share the peace with a wave or a nod to those around you. You may be seated. Let us pray. As you spoke to the legions, O God, speak now to the forces that surround us. By your Spirit, let your word illumine the darkness and your light break through our delusions, that we may see your truth. Amen. The Old Testament lesson this morning is from the page 500 of your Pew Bible, if you'd like to follow along, from Psalms 22, verses 19 to 28. But you, O Lord, do not be far away. O my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion. From the horns of the wild oxen you have rescued me. I will tell of your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him. Stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel. For he did not despise or abhor the affliction of the afflicted. He did not hide his face from me, but heard when I cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will pay before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations.
Thank you. At this time, we're going to recognize our Trinity graduates, and our graduates this year are all grandchildren. And we take great joy in learning those things. So we're very privileged to recognize these people. Caitlin Snowed, and did she make it? Don't see her. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, there was an outside chance that Caitlin might make it. The grandparents are Donna and John Myers, and if they'd like to come forward, we'll present them with her prayer scarf and a book, Oh, the Places You Shall Go by Dr. Seuss. Caitlin graduated from Bishop Rosecrans High School, and she plans to attend Ave Maria University in Florida. You want to take that down to them? Okay. And next, we know these people aren't here, but with Ray and Suzanne Maniga will come forward. They have three grandchildren graduating. We have a set of twins, Chloe and Gracie Wilson. Chloe graduated from Pickerington North High School. She plans to attend Ohio University Athens, pursuing a career as either a physician's assistant or a doctor. And her sister, Gracie Wilson, graduated from Pickerington North High School. She also plans to attend Ohio University Athens, pursuing a degree in journalism. And so you want to go ahead and present? Okay, and then they have a grandson, Colin Reynolds, who graduated from The Ohio State University. We have a prayer scarf for the college graduate. He already got his book when he graduated from high school. He has a bachelor degree in finance, and if I remember correctly, he graduated in December. And he is currently employed at DHL North American headquarters. I don't know where that is.
Westerville.
In Westerville, so he didn't move. He didn't go far. And our last one, the grandparents are Kay and Dale Vandenbark, and dad is Doug Vandenbark, and it's Mackenzie Kay Vandenbark. So if you want to come forward. Mackenzie graduated from the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia with a Master's of Science degree in higher education. And we have an update on her. She will be working at least for the next year at Dartmouth in New Hampshire and she's a director in training in charge of the societies, which means the fraternities and sororities, and to make sure that they are following all the many rules that they have to follow to stay legal. And she is going to then also be working probably in the next year after a year of work. She may continue to work, but she's going to be working on her doctorate in education. So we congratulate all these young people and wish them a lot of luck in their future career. Thank you. All right. Our scripture reading today is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, verses 26 to 39. It is found in your pew Bible on page 68. And it's Jesus heals the Gerasene demonic. They arrived at the country of Gerasene, which is opposite Galilee. As he stepped out on land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" And he replied, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. And they begged him not to order them to go back to the abyss. Now there on the hillside, a large herd of swine was feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherd saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what had happened, and when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Those who had seen it told him how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might go with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. Here ends the reading.
I should have checked that I had steps before coming up in here. I apologize for that. I want to first off thank you guys for inviting me to speak at your church about my cancer journey and about Amy's Totes of Hope. I would like for this to be interactive, so please don't hesitate to stop me if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, or how your life has been touched by cancer. I welcome any questions. I'm an open book. I will share anything with you. If I can help one person, then I did my job. So I want to start off by giving a synopsis of my journey with cancer and devote the rest of my talk about Amy's Totes of Hope. A little over 10 years ago, I was diagnosed with colorectal cancer after my doctor ordered tests from an uneasy feeling she had. And this is where I like to plug in. Please make sure that you always get your screening tests, whether it's mammograms, colonoscopy, genetic testing. Please get those done. Don't put them off. I did radiation and correlation with chemo pills 5 days a week for a month. And then I had surgery a few weeks later to remove the small tumor. And I was one of the fortunate ones. I didn't have a lot of side effects, like the majority of individuals do. And I always like to give a shout out to the team who took care of me. Dr. Storm Elston, Dr. Jan Elston, Dr. Bastola, all the nurses and aides at Genesis Hospital and the Genesis Cancer Center. The care I received was tremendous, and they all went above and beyond. And unfortunately, the Elstons did retire, and I took on a new doctor, Trevor Short, who has been on this journey with me too, because I consider myself still to be on the journey with cancer. And he is absolutely wonderful. And I still see Dr. Bastola, even though I'm considered a survivor. I still see him once a year for my mental health, for testing, and he looks through all my progress notes from the doctors, does test. And I remember telling him, I cannot not come back. And he had told me, I'm not sure if your insurance will cover it. I said, I don't care. I will pay out of pocket. And Dr. Bastola, I can't say enough good things about him. The best of the best, has made it where I only have to pay my copay when I go once a year. I don't have to pay for any testing, just my $50 copay. It wasn't until a few months later that I encountered difficult times. Once surgery, once chemo was over, fear, anxiety, depression, and uncertainty got the very best of me. All the what ifs flooded my thoughts and took me to the darkest place and part of my life. I found myself withdrawing from everything. And I always had a close relationship with my uncle, who I'm sure some of you had the pleasure of knowing, Herb Perry. And I found myself relying on him for guidance because I had a lot of questions and I questioned everything. And not only was he my uncle, he was my preacher at the time. And I'm going to forewarn you, sometimes I get emotional. Sometimes I do very great. But the song this morning was beautiful that she sang, and I could feel myself tearing up. And I have to say, I know Uncle Herb is with me today, and he has seen me through all of this. So sometimes I just get a little choked up. So, you know, you might see me, tears run down, but I'll keep talking. We would always have long conversations, and he always included scripture readings that I needed to hear that pertain to my situation. Isaiah 41, verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And the next scripture I'm going to share is, I remember hearing for the first time at my grandpa's funeral, which would be my uncle and my mom, and many of you know my mom, Gaynell Dillon, their father's funeral. And so I always associate it to death until the one day Uncle Herb read it nice and slowly to me, and it gave me a whole new perspective. Psalm 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and staff, they comfort me. And through all our talks and scripture readings, I always had one question, and I was extremely nervous to ask my uncle because I didn't want him to be disappointed in me because I was born in Putnam Presbyterian Church, I was baptized, I've served on session several times, and I don't know why, because Uncle Herb was... He never gave off that feeling, but I was just embarrassed to ask him. And he could always tell when I was holding something back. So he finally said, just blurt it out, Amy. Ask me what you want. And I said, why didn't God take me? Because I forgot to mention, I had no song. Oh, sorry. I talk with my hands too, which I always got in trouble when I did speech class many years ago in high school. I had no signs or symptoms. My doctor just went on a gut feeling. And, you know, I took my diagnosis and ran with it. Didn't look back. And then after everything was said and done, that's, you know, when it hit me. And I was just like, I don't understand why God didn't take me. And good old Uncle Herb always had the answer. And he said, that's an easy one. It's not your time. He still has work for you to do. And he proceeded to tell me that when I figured out why I was still left here, something big and beautiful would be born. So after all our talks, I always came back to what was God's plan for me. In my younger days, I gotta have this done, I gotta have it done, I gotta have it done, I gotta figure out everything right then and there. I didn't have patience. So that was a tough, you know, question and his answer to swallow, because I want to know now. And Uncle Herb always went, it's in God's time. It's not your time, Amy, but it's in God's time. And I'm like, okay. So Psalm 25, 4, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Isaiah 26, verse 4, trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Uncle Herb probably read those three verses to me several times a week, because I'm on the search, figuring out, trying to figure out why I'm still here. And one day it finally hit me as I recalled an occurrence that happened after one of my radiation appointments. As I was coming out of the room, the radiology technician was pushing a woman in a wheelchair. And I simply smiled at her, and she just looked at me. I went about my day because I am a therapist, and I took disability. I wasn't as strong back then as I am now, so I just needed time. And a few hours later, Randy, one of the radiology technicians, called me to switch my appointment time. And I had a strange feeling come over me, so I just, before she could even finish her sentence, I said, "Did I upset that woman by smiling at her?" And she first said, "No, we know you're not working, so we can switch your time around." And they had to let me know, too, because I had to drink 16 ounces of water before I went. And they didn't want me to go to the bathroom. And she's like, "No, Amy." She went on to tell me that that woman said my smile was the first sign of hope she had had since her cancer diagnosis. I never realized how powerful a smile could be, but my smile, I'm just Amy Dillon, my smile meant that much. And this is exactly what Uncle Herb meant. This is what we talked about over and over. I needed to help create more smiles for cancer warriors. I shared this with my family, friends, and my doctors. Many ideas were thrown around. After much thought, I decided to create a tote filled with useful items for each cancer warrior to take along his or her journey. The tote was designed to help each individual know he or she are not alone, and people are praying and keeping them in their thoughts. Because I know, man, this is a very scary world, and I think people often forget that there are still good people out there and people that want to see you succeed and want nothing but the best for you. And each bag contains items to comfort, encourage, distract, and help pass the time at appointments. Now, as I mentioned earlier, I did chemo pills, but I got a lot of feedback. And she is definitely my guardian angel, and Dr. Holly McAllister. I was lucky enough, as my dentist retired, I went to my mom's doctor's dentist, and I was paired up with her. Well, God knew what he was doing, because I was with them like 3 years before my diagnosis, and she had been diagnosed 2 times with breast cancer. So we talked a lot, and as I said, I didn't experience a lot of side effects. And one thing Holly did tell me was how nice, like she had mouth sores and her mouth hurt. So we included a toothpaste and toothbrush because the soft bristles helped her mouth. And she also told me she got dry lips a lot, dry mouth. So we have chapstick, we have gum, we have mints. Dr. Bastola would tell me a lot of people had skin issues. Their skin gets sensitive. They can't use the Bath and Body Works scents. So we include unscented Dove bars because he said Dove is one of the best soaps to use. And we include unscented lotion. And a lot of those people that do chemotherapy are in there for 4 or 6 hours and they get cold. So we include a fleece blanket. We have tissues for those times you go to your appointments and you might hear something you don't want to hear. Or you hear something that's great and you still cry because you're happy. Antibacterial soap because we know there's tons of germs out there and we have to be very careful when we're going through treatment and you're fighting cancer for germs. Adult coloring books, word searches to keep you occupied. Cup, my mom makes up folders. I always had to write stuff down, and I remember Jan Nelson saying, "Amy, you've asked me this question 20 times. You can't reward it any other way." So we started a folder. I started asking questions so people can use it to ask questions to their doctor, journal, write down some ideas. And we also include a donor list that has everybody, and including Trinity Presbyterian Church on there, that have donated to Amy's Totes of Hope, so they can see how many people are praying and caring for them. And there's other goodies in there as well. My project started off slowly, and then it took off. God did have a plan for me. I took a negative time in my life and turned it into a positive one. And I can stand here and say, I am truly blessed as God chose me for this mission. And if I had to go back and relive this, even though it was a dark place in my time, I would. Because as I mentioned earlier, if I can help one person, I did my job. Family and friends encouraged me to establish a nonprofit organization that would be faith-based. A board of directors was created, and together we achieved nonprofit status in 2021. Thus, Amy's Totes of Hope was born. The purpose stated in our bylaws is this faith-based organization will bring a smile to the face of an individual who is battling cancer and or other illnesses so that the individual will feel hope and comfort provided from a community of caring donors and organizations. 99.9%, that might be a little bit lower now, bags are made for cancer warriors. I didn't want to exclude anybody else who was having other health issues or diagnosed with illnesses to be left out. We've made bags for individuals that have been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease and ALS and other diagnoses. The majority of our totes are given to the Genesis Cancer Center. Why? Because that's where I had treatment. And I usually don't include this, but my mom's a retired teacher, but was teaching at the time, and many of the staff that she worked with was like, why aren't you guys going to Columbus? Why aren't you going to Columbus? I was diagnosed on a Thursday. Had tests run Thursday and Friday. I was meeting with the team Monday because Jan had told me you can go to Columbus. I said, well, what are they going to do? He goes, the only thing they're going to do is do a water ultrasound and tell you what we already know. So why would I wait to get into the James Cancer Center, which it could be a couple weeks, when they've already had this plan devised for me? It was a no-brainer. And I can't say enough about the cancer center. From the guy who's parking the cars, from the receptionists, nurses, doctors, they are all wonderful. All wonderful. The bags are handed out typically on the first day of treatment. And several bags have been mailed throughout Ohio. I have to give shout outs to my mom, because you might have a friend or a relative that, hey, maybe Genesis Cancer Center can't help them. They might go to Newark, Columbus, Cleveland. You just have to get a hold of me and we'll get you a tote. Typically, it's my mom meeting you to give you a tote because I work full time. But we have also had several bags mailed to several states, as far as California, Texas, Florida, Georgia, Missouri, Kansas, Louisiana, to name just a few. So if you know someone who needs a tote, all you have to do is let me know. And the number one question I get asked time and time again is, how much do I owe you? You don't owe me anything. Nothing at all. The tote, everything in it is donated. You know, we've won several grants that provide. The majority of our totes are geared towards all adults. However, we have done ones for children and teens. And I will tell you, those bags are geared more to the child and the teen. And typically, they're backpacks or cinch sacks. And I want to find out, like, their favorite color. Like, I'll give you an example. And this was local, and the boy was a Kansas City Chiefs fan, which was, hey, good for him, because so am I. My brother lives in Missouri, and we're Chiefs fans. So we made a Chief bag up for him. So it was centered around the Chiefs, still with the essential needs, but geared to him. We've made up Barbie ones, dinosaurs, just to name a few. And I also did an adult one that was one of our totes. And actually, it's my vice chair's brother. He's a Cowboys fan. So if there's something that you know, hey, they like they really like, I'll go to, you know, they're a Cincinnati Reds fan. You know, we can personalize it a little bit for you. And as I said, a list of donors is included in each bag. So the recipient can see all the supporters behind our mission. And I continue to be amazed every day by the donors and their support. Like if something's coming up and then my mom will call me, because I use my mom's address. I don't check my mail. I live on the north end of Maple. I don't check my mail that much. So, and plus, Amy's Toast of Hope address is my mom's. So she's retired. She can be there. She can do that stuff. And we're like, okay, this is coming up. And a check will pop in. Mom will be like, hey, you just got a check. I'm like, oh, wow. God does provide. And every time, like, hell, something's coming up, we get checks. And I'm like, wow, he does. Or someone Venmos Amy's Toast of Hope. It's, I don't want to say it's bizarre. It's amazing, but it is. It's bizarre. Like, he knows. And then he lets people know. And our mission is made possible through the grants. We've won the 100-plus Women Who Care in Muskingum County. That was our first grant that we won. And we won the J.W. and M.H. Straker Foundation. Also had, not this past May, but the May 2024, Paul Ward was selected to do Dancing with the Divas. His wife, who had passed away from cancer, was on my board. And he chose us and raised tons of money for Amy's Toast of Hope. And we just had our first big event back in May. And it's going to be an annual event, a Night of Hope. We had it at the Bellbrook Ranch. And everybody asked me, hey, what's your goal? I'm like, hey, if we just get $1,000, I'm happy. This is the first time we've ever done it. That was blown out of the park. We had a bidding auction. Chef Steve provided the meal at the Bellbrook Ranch, which is owned by Darren and Julie Irvin. It was phenomenal. And we're going to do this every year. So that gave us a nice chunk of money to continue working with our totes. And one thing that we are struggling with now, we use 31 totes. However, 31 closed their doors in December. So I still have 31 totes, and they embroidered Amy's Toast of Hope, but I'll be meeting with a woman who her company does embroidering, and we're still continuing to find a new tote. Because the main thing is, I don't want a cheap tote, I want it to be durable. And also, for people to, you know, Amy's Toast of Hope, we care about you. The ultimate goal of Amy's Toast of Hope is to reach out to all cancer warriors on their journey throughout the United States. Our goal is to give them hope, encouragement, and support so they know that they are not alone. I always attach our business card, and we have received many thank yous, calls, texts, and emails, which validates that God did have a plan for me. And another confirmation that solidified God's plan for me was, I want to say about two years ago, my mom and I were sitting, waiting to get called back to see Dr. Bastola, and an elderly couple with a tote sat across from us, and this was prior to us connecting the business card in at St. Amy's Totes of Hope. Small talk was made, and they proceeded to tell us about a tote filled with goodies received on his first treatment session. Both stated how wonderful it was and how they wish they could thank the individuals in person. My eyes filled with tears. As I said, you just did, and I will pass that along to my board. Both of them gave me a tight hug and whispered in my ear, thank you. I hate to admit when my uncle was right, but Uncle Herb was right. I finally realized why I was left here. Once again, I go to Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. This scripture describes my journey to a T. I would like to thank all of you for allowing me to share with you today. Thank you for all the support you have given to Amy's Totes of Hope. Does anybody have any questions, comments, ideas? And you can see me after if you have questions or you would like to know more. And I'm going to leave you with a quote, a trust God quote that I came upon probably about 6 months ago. And it really hit me. And it definitely means a lot to a cancer warrior. Focus on Jesus, not the storm. Focus on Jesus, not the anxiety. Focus on Jesus, not the pain. Focus on Jesus, not the struggle. When you walk with Jesus, the impossible becomes possible. With Jesus by your side, no storm is too strong and no struggle too great. Trust him. He's got you. He definitely has me. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. Would you please turn with me to hymn number 316, Breathe on Me, Breath of God.
Please be, you're on your pew card. We are going to do the Apostles' Creed. Join me. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. As we prepare for our prayers of the day, when you hear the words, God in your mercy, please respond with, hear our prayer. Let us pray. Please accept our offerings as signs of your never-failing care and the name of all that is most precious in your sight. May we use them in a manner pleasing to you. Heavenly Father, we pray now for all the world, the church, people of faith, and those who live in want, saying, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of kings, prophets, children, and all who are in need, we give you thanks for the breath of life you pour into the living and into us all when we are in trouble. Bless your world in times of struggle and days of rejoicing. Make us one with you and one another. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We thank you for your care of the earth, especially for rain and sun, for the flowers that give food to bees, for fish in all their shapes and colors, and for the shelter we find underneath your trees. Let all creation praise your name. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the church, the fellowship in this congregation, and the families of faith in all the lands. Teach us to give thanks for insights new to us. Make us able to rejoice with people of other faiths, be they Christians, Jews, Buddhists, Hindus, Muslims, and others. May we speak kindly of one another. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for people everywhere to take courage, especially this day, those who face uncertain futures. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. For widows, widowers, divorced parents, children, orphans, all who live alone, families of origin, and families formed by friendship, that they find love and community and comfort in you. God, in your mercy. For all in any need, for those enduring cancer treatments, those awaiting and recovering from surgery, those reshaping their lives from tornadoes, fires, and floods, for people who have no food, no work, no self-respect, and for those we name now aloud, Ken, Gretchen, Elva, Pat, Sally, Jackie, Peggy, Herb, Shirley, Dan, Dorothy, and those in our hearts we name silently. God, in your mercy, we place into your safekeeping all for whom we pray, trusting that in your wisdom the needs of all people will be met. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught his disciples to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
voice to those who need help, to notice what is good.